This is CliffCentral.com. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner. Yeah, it's that time of the week once again. It's 11 o'clock and we are in the studio for the weekly mashup. My name is Dumisha Masha and I don't travel alone. I got my ride or die in the studio.
Candice Mama, how are you guys doing?
Hey, how are you doing, Candy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You look good. Like you've done your hair and you're looking amazing. I just want the listeners to know that you can't see her right now.
Yeah.
But maybe if you go to like a Twitter or an Instagram and you want to do a little bit of stalking, that's a good place to go right now. In fact, it's looking so great. She didn't even put the earphones on her head.
Well, because like, the gel. Kinda, yeah, the gel wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, like... You know, she got that good hair thing going. She like straightened it out a little bit. So now you can like really see for she's my niece.
And I didn't even post the selfie about this hairstyle.
Is it?
Yeah,
you should have posted about, you know, the sides. Like, you know, I got my sides dead now. The good hair in effect. By the
a
way,
long time coming.
Was that your voting hairstyle?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Because I tapped my thinking cap on. I couldn't be looking like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You had to be. Because it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be to just go into that booth and just like put an X.
Oh, my goodness. And that's what I thought, you know, in the line. Because I waited for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
So in that
in
whole...
Reimsig. Or like, did you not do you register from your current address, your last address in Soweto?
Well, it was in Panorama Sports Stadium.
Where is that?
So it's opposite Eagle Canyon.
Oh,
it's very
okay.
close to Eagle Canyon Estate. And so a lot of us were there.
Yeah, the West Strand. It's like a kasi.
It's becoming like four ways. I wouldn't say kasi, but
in Denfern, you just go straight through. I don't know about four ways, though.
Apparently, Reimsig Stadium, you could walk in and vote and leave.
Is it?
So we clearly registered at the wrong stadium.
Yeah, well, I went to Denfern first and I wasn't registered there.
Oh, damn.
I'm still registered where I stayed nearly 20 years ago in 98 in Lyndhurst.
Oh, wow.
So I had to drive across town again, go to Lyndhurst because I was like, this is my civic duty. I can't just give up now. Besides which, I also needed the thumbprint. You know.
You didn't want to have FOMO.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like that guy. You know, that guy. Today, and I didn't have a permanent marker in the car, so kind of had to make a plan.
But this is a permanent marker. It's something special because it takes a while to wash off.
Yeah, look, it's like, not an overnight wash off. And that's important.
No.
It's like a
so
couple
that,
of
you
days.
So that, you know, for a couple of days, you can show it off with pride.
Yeah, and you can't
you
vote
can
again. You know what I mean? And change and rig things.
But seriously, going back to the voting, I feel like it was just so difficult.
It was.
Like, I told myself, like, this is who I'm voting for, and that's it. I got in the booth, and I was like, let me think about my life.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know if I can do that.
And then I realized there were so many parties I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
There was a whole page of people that I was like, who are you?
Like, I think some parties you just like
let
not.
Let it go.
Like, let's not and then say we did.
Like, just
because
let it go.
It's like, honestly, guys, why are you here? You know, it's like those guys who great crashed the party and you're like, why are you here, guys?
Exactly.
Seriously.
But I also feel like the only people who voted for them are the people who started them. I feel
I think so.
They just got those two
like
votes.
Like them and they're like, yeah, five members.
Well, and their kids. I'm sure if their kids are over 18.
Well, if their kids are over 18.
Obligation.
I've seen some really incredible memes today. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Memes or memes?
I think it's called memes.
Oh, wow. Okay, memes. Memes. It's a poor.
Yeah.
And my favorite one today was like... the DA hasn't even won yet, but they've set their air conditioning to 80 blow fan on Sahiamo. Because it was quite cold this morning. You know how you get to work and like it's really cold and the white people have set their air conditioning on like colder than outside. And you're like, but it's cold, guys.
That's
why?
True.
Why did we do
this? It's just like maybe our body temperatures don't work the same. Or maybe... Black people, we just used to so much heat.
I think melanin.
That just a little bit of cold kills us.
I think the melanin part of what we have like allows us to tolerate more heat, but we're very intolerant to cold.
Probably. I don't think that's like, you know, science, but it makes like sense. So
well, I mean, it would, because it if you sense. Have melanin, generally you are from a hot climate. That's so you can survive.
True.
If you don't have melanin, you are not
from
surviving
climate,
Africa. Yes, you see.
But you know what? Even in school, like I remember there was this guy, Adrian, and he, like, we would all be freezing, putting on like our second pair of jersey, a blazer, you know.
You're not,
it's so uncomfortable that you can't even write in class.
Yeah, because you're just like stuffed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Adrian would have like his sleeves rolled up and we're looking at him like, are you okay?
When I lived in England, like if the temperature just went up to 18 or 20 degrees, black people are still wearing like their winter coats. White people are in shorts and like
they're
a
like
vest.
It's summer.
And you're like, no, it's not.
But I envy that. I wish I could tolerate the cold like that.
Yeah.
My outfits would be on fire.
It's okay. I'm cool with tolerating the heat because I can really take a lot of heat. I never get hot in summer. It's like, yeah, it's okay. It's pleasant.
You don't get hot in summer. Oh my gosh, no.
I'm not really a sweater. But you know what?
When the sun is like, you know that uncomfortable drive when you're driving and then the sun hits you from the front.
And then it
almost feels like it's hitting your soul. Even if the aircon is on, it's still hitting you.
And that's like a high file thing. It's like living in Joburg. We have that situation. Oopsie daisy.
Yeah, you got excited there.
Swagger like us. Yeah, you have that situation where it's like, it is just too hot in the car. And in fact, our winters are really, like, they upset me.
Why?
It starts out cold. You get all dressed up. You get in the car. Then it's too hot.
And then
you get out the car. Then it's too cold. You're like constantly just trying to change temperatures all the time.
But can I ask you something? Were you ever ready for a tornado to hit us? Not even a tornado.
Like
two
a proper tornado. Tornadoes. Hey? And it hit Tembisa and people were taking selfies.
You know what? Like someone said in the line yesterday that they feel like tornadoes are racist. And this was a white person. So it's not me. They said around the world, like tornadoes only hit poverty stricken areas. They don't say racist. They say classes.
Oh, okay.
They're like natural disasters are very classes. They only hit like places where people are really poor. They don't hit the rich people. It's like almost like you get a pass. They're like, okay, you're rich enough. Like, we'll let you go. You don't need this.
Like,
yeah, you don't need this in your life.
Your house is too expensive. The insurance will never cover it. So let's just not.
Let's be fair.
Yeah, let's not and then say we did.
Did you see the picture of the guy who was posing in front of the tornado?
A black guy. I was like,
we are not ready for this. We were literally self-extinct.
Cool. It's like, yeah, tornado. I survived tornado.
He was never ready.
And then
like I saw a meme on that picture and someone was like, when the tornado hits your ex-girlfriend's house.
That's yes. Yes.
Karma.
I saw a really great meme. That's like when your ex from Limpopo sends you a tornado and then you survive it. And you're a little kid, like all dusty and smiling, like, yeah, you tried.
Nice try, bitch.
Or that from your mama. Again. You know.
It's too much. I feel like just South Africa's been going through a lot of changes in the past 2 weeks.
A lot has happened. Just in my life, I've had my social media turned off because I can't look at it.
Even what happened on
Sunday, it's like it's crazy. But I don't want to get into that. You know, it's a matter for the courts. Anyway, let's move on. We got someone in the studio today.
Yes. But I'm so excited about this one.
Yeah.
Can I do the intro?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, because. Actually, I met Linky about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't actually pinpoint the time. And she was at one of the wellness days because back in the day, I was a promoter. So I was promoting for this medical aid scheme. And she had like a little table set up and it had all these color bottles. And I like things. So I was like, what you doing? And she said, you know, I do color therapy. So in my head, I was like, I don't understand what that means. Maybe like my school did not teach me this.
No.
And
I'm
black.
You went to a Model C, right? When you get to private school level, they kind of dabble in it. But Model C?
No, we don't do that. So then I was like, okay, can I please do a quick reading? Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, she was just like, close your eyes, you know, take a deep breath, choose a color. And then it kept on going for a while. Wow. The thing she told me. I don't even think I could walk straight. I was even like wobbling. I was just like, damn.
And did it help? 5 years later, do you think like you are better than you were then?
Just before the show, we remembered what we focused on back then, and it was self-love. I had a real big problem with loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And while clearly I don't have that problem anymore.
No, I've noticed that. You're cool with that. I think it's also...
It worked a little too well.
Yeah. But I think social media helped, you know, all the posts and people liking photos. Ooh, yeah, I don't know.
No, I had social media back then. No one was liking anything.
Yeah, you did. I forget. Like, you grew up on social media.
I'm that kid.
Yeah, we like got it later on. So we're still learning. Like, you're still teaching me how to use Facebook.
Exactly.
I didn't know how to do this part.
So clearly it worked. It worked for me.
You know, talking to social media, like, I realized the other day when I was at home again, in my parents' house, how much easier things are now than they were literally 20, 25 years ago.
You think so?
Yeah, like when I left school, we were still sending letters.
Literally,
it was email. So, you know, I went to the UK straight after high school and I'm looking at all this array of letters and stuff that I sent. And you realize that you have to write it first of all.
Yeah.
Something that like we never do anymore. Mm. Like you have to write a whole letter And then you have to put it in an envelope. You have to go buy a stamp. Then you have to send it.
I find that, though, a little romantic. Like, you know, now living in
but
this time.
But you have to wait.
No, but it's fine. But that's what adds to the romance of it all.
I think so.
That, you know, like, things weren't as instant as they are today. Everything is so instant today. Love is instant. Like, you can literally find love by swiping left on
exactly.
a picture or right.
Yeah, you're talking
I
about
don't know
Tinder.
Which one. Yeah, I'm talking about Tinder. No, I'm just saying. I've never found love on Tinder, but I'm just saying, you know, things
I've
are
never
so
found
instant.
Anything on Tinder. But I wasn't looking for love.
Clearly not. Most people aren't. But I mean, going back to the point.
Yes.
I find that society's become very instant.
And
I prefer the back in the day.
Yeah, I find that that is more romantic. Because nowadays, if like someone sends you a WhatsApp you know, in the morning saying just good morning, you know, with a
with
heart.
With an emoji.
Yeah. Mm. And then you don't respond for 2 hours.
Oh,
it's like,
death.
Are you ignoring me?
Yeah.
And you're like, no. I've just kind of been driving
and
been busy.
The two blue ticks, that's like every woman's kryptonite. Like, I think if I like you and I've sent you a message and I see
and then,
two blue ticks and 2 hours later there's nothing. And
then
it requires a response. It's not like just the, like, it's a question.
Exactly.
So I would like an answer.
Exactly.
And 2 hours later you've read it and you're online. You were online 5 minutes ago, but you couldn't reply.
That's why if I get a message from a woman, and I can read most of it without having to actually open it, I don't.
I love iPhone
especially,
for that.
Especially if they require an answer right away and I can't. So I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying. But let me pretend I didn't see it until I'm ready to respond.
Hey, I was just busy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, I prefer that. Like, trick me. Lie to me,
yeah.
But do not.
Even though I'm online
message.
Like the whole time. Like, yeah, but you know, the app was open and I hadn't gone to it yet.
People who leave their last scene on bug the crap out of me.
How do you take last scene off?
You go to settings, privacy, and then you go last scene, then you say nobody. And like, it just because I
what
like
does
it,
that do?
Okay, so basically it turns off your last scene, so I can't see when you were last online.
Dang, let me just do that right away. as you speak.
Because when people do, like, this is what I do, my last scene is off. But if I want to see when last you were on and I've sent you a message, I will put it on so I can go see when last you were on. It's just so that I can justify my anger.
Now I'm really confused. So, okay, I'm in my WhatsApp settings, right?
Yes.
That's where I go.
Uh-huh. So everyone out there, if you want to know how to switch off your last scene on WhatsApp, you go to settings.
Yeah,
then you go to account, I think. Yes, account. Then you go to privacy.
I don't even have account.
You do.
What the heck?
And then it says last scene. Then you go nobody.
I think I was ripped off.
No, man. Go to account. So you click on
it
settings.
It says location, context,
no,
calendar.
Go to WhatsApp, the app.
You know. Yeah.
Open the app, guys.
Now I'm like, okay, I'm opening
so
the app.
Go to WhatsApp, open it. So account, then go to privacy. Last scene, nobody. Then put it on nobody.
It's on nobody. It was there from the get
go. Just make sure your profile photo's on, guys, for your contacts or for your people.
Yeah, my profile photo's.
And you can switch off your read receipt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what does that do?
Okay, so basically then I won't see the two blue ticks. But then the problem is you're never going to see my two blue ticks either. So
let's leave it. Let's leave it like that because I'd like to know if I've sent a message.
If someone received it.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you respond?
You see, so you feel the same.
Yeah.
You feel the same. You understand our struggle.
Yeah, I do.
I just think it's rude, personally. I'm sorry. I just need to put it out there since we're on this topic. It is just rude if you're going to read someone's message and not respond.
But I think that sometimes, because that happens to me where you're like, I kind of need to think about this before I respond. And in the meantime, though, I'm like really busy.
No, but men
I'm
don't know how
to
do that because they don't know how to get back to you. So when they get back, they refuse to acknowledge the fact that they took like 4 hours to think.
Okay. So the first thing
then
you should probably do is just say,
I'm
hi,
sorry.
Sorry, can't answer right now. We'll holler back.
Yes.
We'll holler back.
No. Actually, you know what? Actually, what peeves me off even more than that, since we're on the topic of what peeves people off, and etiquette, cell phone etiquette. If we're in the middle of a conversation, so this is not a good morning, how are you message.
Yeah.
This like we have been talking. I've been getting prompt responses. Mm. And then all of a sudden you just go like off the radar. You read my message, then you go off the radar.
I just went
I don't understand.
Meeting. Like at that point, I was
I
the last
understand.
Message I was walking in. Hey guys, how you doing? Thank you. Nice to meet you.
No, exactly. And as you walk into that meeting, you say, walking into a meeting, chat later.
Sometimes you don't have time because now you can't be rude. Like, I'll introduce myself just now.
You knew you were going into a meeting. Why didn't you just inform the person that I'm going to be busy?
You're enjoying it. Yeah. Oh. Emoji. Me too. Da, 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 da. Oh, shit. I'm in the meeting. Anyway, hi.
I'm just saying. Anyway, let's get back to our game.
I just want to get right into this. I want to get right into this right away.
Okay.
So.
I feel like, okay, let's first ask Linky a couple of questions.
Hi, Linky,
then
first
get
of all.
Into,
how are you doing? Oh, hang on a second. Oops. I got to make sure Linky is 100% on. There you go. How are you doing, Linky?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to have you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. So
I look forward to it.
First, tell us, what is color therapy?
Yeah.
Okay, color therapy is what I use it for. I use it as a tool or a method for personal growth and development. Mm-hmm. So different colors have different meanings, and when you understand the language of color, you can translate it into feelings, thoughts, physical manifestations. So you first have to learn the language, the hidden meanings of the color, and then you can interpret it. Okay. Other people use it for different many different reasons, but I love personal development. I love psychology, so that's why I or how I use color. Okay.
Is it harder to read black people, because generally we're one color, whereas white people, like, they turn red, they go blue, all those things?
No, not really.
She doesn't read your skin tone, y'all.
No.
Oh, okay.
I read your aura.
Oh.
Something so much deeper.
Okay. Yes. All right. Don't touch me in my aura.
Yeah.
You said something about color therapy is a form of spiritual teaching, in a way. It's a spiritual language, right? So do you find that people become very apprehensive when they approach you at first?
Yeah, definitely. They always ask, is this nail polish? No. Mm. Then it's no, it's not nail polish. Yes. It's a deeper language. It's the colors from within. Mm. So it definitely is a spiritual language, and spirituality for me means you know yourself very well. So it doesn't have anything to do with religion. It's really like getting to know yourself well, and that makes life a lot easier, believe me, when you know yourself.
Yeah, because I just got to describe the scene to the listeners right now.
And I'm going to live video this, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So what we have is she's put some colors on a white cloth, mm-hmm. and it's a couple of small bottles of colors that do look very
they
much
look
like
essential
nail polish.
Oils.
Or
they don't
essential
look like nail polish,
oils or something
like
that.
Oils.
Like really large nail polish, if you don't know any
with
better.
With beautiful colors
yeah,
that
with
are like
all these
radiating.
Different colors in them. So we're about to get into that. So, and then what happens next? Do we choose a color or what?
Well, whose reading are we going to start with? Let's start with your reading so I can live video it. And then, Linky will tell you.
I'm always going first.
Must I go first?
Actually, I'll go first.
Okay, cool. Because I know you like going first. I don't know why you want to fight it.
Yeah, I know. Because then I don't want to, like, back out afterwards.
Yes, exactly. Like, after you hear all this.
Like, no,
yes.
Rather not. So I just like to just, once I've decided I'm jumping in,
precisely.
I'm jumping in. Precisely.
Right. Okay, guys, go find me on Facebook, Candace Mama, and I'm going to be live videoing all this. So Linky, you'll just give him instructions on what to do.
Okay.
And then I'll be live videoing.
Here we go.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
All right.
Take a deep breath in and out. And when you open your eyes, pick the three colors that jump out at you. Don't think about it. Okay, so the first color you've picked is an indigo or a dark blue.
Okay.
And it tells me on a physical level, when you feel stressed, you feel it around your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Is that true for you?
Yeah, it's I do, because my eyes start either blinking really fast or I get that, I gotta look at you closer type thing. They just like get scrunchy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Are you an observer?
I'd like to think, I'm not as observant as I'd like to be initially, but once I get the vibe that actually I'm supposed to be, I can observe a little bit better. Because I think that for what I do, I tend to observe people just as an actor, I suppose, you know? So to see, like, how do they react to that? And yeah.
Okay, sometimes your eyes will get sore or itchy or sensitive when we look too closely.
Okay.
So we almost look for faults. We want to the challenging side of this color is that we get a bit critical.
Okay.
So you see, I've seen this before. I know exactly how this is going to turn out.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. And then we say, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to try it. So let me just stand back and look how this is all going to play out.
Okay.
Instead of getting involved and say, you know what, maybe this is a new experience for me. Maybe this person's upbringing was a little bit different. So let me be open-minded enough to listen and to see before I judge or before I criticize.
But what about when you get that vibe from somebody, you feel some sort of pain? Because I think what you just spoke about is quite poignant. We sometimes feel like, I've experienced this before, and where we're going right now I don't like it because this is the start of where I've been before and I didn't like it. You still just go, let me just go with the flow for now.
Well,
until the train crashes.
Well, you actually have to trust your intuition because I think you're very intuitive. This is the color of intuition. But sometimes, you know, you have to sort of discard your intuition and say, you know what, let me give this a chance.
Let me live in the moment.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Let me not overanalyze this.
All right.
Let me not think about this too much. Let me just give it a go. But if it's like a real dangerous situation and you really don't want to go there again, trust your intuition, that inner wisdom that comes from within.
All right. The next color I chose is a
yellow. Okay.
By the way, we finished with the indigo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Okay. So how you react to stress on an emotional level, it tells me, and all these colors actually tell me, you like to think about things.
Oh.
Yeah. You like to... You
People
don't
say I'm impulsive. It's not true. I like to think about things.
Yes, you do. Maybe you think too much.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes. So you don't want to go to your heart space where you actually feel what this is feeling like.
No, I don't like that feeling stuff.
You don't
The reason why is sometimes I don't trust it because I find that I've had to learn to do things even though I don't feel like them. So sometimes I'm like, but I feel this way and feelings are not the most trustworthy thing to if you've decided to do something. But I guess the negative side of that is you still need to feel.
You still need to feel because you do have a heart, you know. So they say follow your head but take your heart with you, or the other way around.
Okay.
So it's good that there's you have to have a balance because your feelings sort of inform you, not always your thoughts, because thoughts can be based on past experiences, about on our upbringing, and we are very much brainwashed in a way to think in a certain way, and we never test those beliefs.
You get told something long enough, enough times by people that you trust, especially people that are older or that have more experience or that you believe are wiser than you, then you just go with what they have told you before you test something for yourself.
Exactly. And there's also a bit of fear there because we'd rather do things perfectly or want things perfect before we do it, and then we procrastinate because the circumstances are not perfect. Timing is not right. I don't feel right. It doesn't look right. Instead of just, you know, I'm just going to do it. And whatever the outcome, I will be able to handle it. So it's also about that confidence to say that, you know what? Let me experience life. Is that a bit scary?
That is, because sometimes it just doesn't work out. Then you have to explain, you know, guys, I took a bit of a gamble. It didn't work out again. Sorry. I hope you can forgive me. And people are like, but we told you. How many times we got to tell you the same thing? You're like, I'm going to think about it more next time. And then you don't. And I suppose that's life, right? Because sometimes things work out for the... In fact, most of the times, things always work out for the best. But what you're left with is always that experience. Whether you might see it as negative or positive, the fact is it's part of who you are and part of your growth and part of your journey.
Exactly. And that's a story you can tell. You can at least say, you know, I've tried it. I failed miserably. But at least I've experienced it.
Okay.
And there is actually no such thing as failure. It's just an experience. It's just a learning curve.
I think that's the biggest thing about the modern life experience, which is try and avoid failure as much as possible. Learn from other people's mistakes. Learn from your own mistakes. But certain things you're not allowed to fail in. I'm going to be specific. Like, it's business is one. The other is love. Especially love. It's like, if you failed at love a number of times, the society and your family and friends are like, listen, can we not go through this with you again? And you're like, but I went through it by myself. You guys were just there. I didn't even invite you. Why were you there in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fear of failure is a big thing. And I think we're also conditioned about that. To say that, you know, don't even give it a go if you know you're not going to be successful. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to try it. Like I said, it's an experience. It's a learning curve. Yeah. So there's a little bit of a fear of failure there.
Big time.
Is it?
Yeah. The stakes are high. I feel like, you know, for me, I think it's a parental conditioning, like you always have to succeed. If you're going to do this, my parents have always allowed me to do stuff on one condition, you'll make it work. And if you don't, you have to make it work anyway. So there's always been that sense of, Whew, if I fail, I'm going to have a lot to answer for.
Exactly. And if you maybe decide on a career that your parents have sort of initiated and you hate it, but you don't want to disappoint them, then you carry on your whole life doing this thing that you hate every single day. Instead of saying, you know what, I've tried it, it's not for me, let's do what I love.
It wasn't for me. Yep. All right. Are we done with the yellow?
So yeah, and then your last color is a purple or a violet. So it's a color of spirituality.
Yeah, I'm on a whole spiritual.
Are you on a spiritual journey? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the moment maybe you see yourself a little bit separate from other people, or do you feel part of the whole, the oneness?
At the moment, I feel like I'm kind of on my own on this one. Doing my own thing. I'm taking my own journey. But also where I am right now is very separate from other people with what you just said now, which is basically, I feel like I'm really on my own. I'm going through this alone.
Okay. And does it work for you, or would you like to have support on this journey?
I would love to have more support. I'm learning to open myself up to that. I think I've been fortunate enough that friends and family have shown me that they're there for me, to support me. And it's just learning to let go and let them actually support, you know.
Absolutely.
I think also part of my conditioning was I always thought of myself as a bit of a maverick. I choose my own path and I have to make it work. So it's okay. I'm going to do this on my own. Don't worry. I'll tell you about it after. You'll see. We'll all benefit from it. So that sense of leaning on people, I've never really felt like I could. I always felt that they just weren't available. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that it is. But you know what? The spiritual journey, or the journey within, can be a very lonely road. And it's very important to then find your tribe. Because otherwise, like you say, you feel lonely, you feel separated, you feel isolated. So when you find your tribe, so you have the courage, the yellow would say, you know what? I have the courage to tell people what I believe, what I think, and what I'm going to do, so that I can open up to people, and the right people will find me and the right people will support me. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you're just out in this big wide ocean and you feel like, but nobody gets me. And that's very much a violet thing, like, hello.
Yeah.
Am I the only one thinking like this?
Yeah.
And once you dip your toe into that big, you know, then you have to go all out.
Yeah.
And you will find your tribe. Of course, you'll find resistance as well, because people are like, what are you on about? What's your story now? So, but try and find someone that can help you. Or, awesome. You know, just be there.
Nice one.
So, when you summarize the reading, what would you say? If you had to just sum it up and give it to him in a summarized form.
Get out of your head.
Okay.
Get into your heart. Like, really follow your heart. Listen to what your heart is saying you have to do now, or what's your next step. Instead of overanalyzing, overthinking it, and get back into your body, you know, take action. Don't be scared to take action, because the moment you're pretty much living in your head, you're thinking all these things, you have these ideas and fantasies. Although you are a person with vision, you actually know what you want. You have this big dream. But sometimes when we look too far into the future, we also get scared and like, how am I going to get there?
Yeah.
We also get critical of ourselves and say, you were just a big dreamer.
Instead
of saying, you know what, I'm going to keep my goal and my dream there, but I will come back to the moment and live in the moment.
Wow. Yeah, you all really need to see Linky, you know, for yourself.
So really and you. Find yourself. Shoot, so now it's my turn.
I just exhaled. I got my groove back. I got my swagger back, baby. My mojo is back. I thought I'd lost it in my favorite suit.
Okay, awesome. So are you feeling content? Do you want to ask anything before I go?
I was just going to say, like, there are some colors that jumped out at me. This one, which is... but I could only choose three. I don't know what color that is. Is that a pink?
That's a pink, yes.
And that one?
The red.
Mm.
If you've chosen that, it would mean that you're ready to take action.
Let Linky not get into it, just in case I do choose those colors. Then it's going to seem like...
But what if you choose the same color as me?
I probably won't. I don't think we're on the same journey.
Wow. Okay,
I think let's do this. I'll choose my colors, then we'll talk about the colors that we couldn't choose.
Cool,
is that fine?
Well, that's perfect.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to move away from my mic for a little bit.
Should I
No, stay where you are. I'm
but
just going
to talk,
move. No, I'm going to move away just so I can choose the colors. Then
all
come
right.
back to my mic.
Okay.
Cool.
So let's just turn up the music while you do that.
Okay, deep breath.
Deep breath.
Hmm. Interesting choice of colors.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so your first.
I'm back.
And this is back, y'all.
Okay, your first one is an orange.
Yes.
Okay, so it tells me on a physical level when you stress or you feel stress, you feel it around your tummy.
Oh, that's so true.
Is it?
That's my. Oh, really? Oh, shut up, please. That's what I call my problem area.
Oh, really?
My abs, or lack thereof.
Okay, so it means we hold a lot of stress and actually suppressed emotions in our tummies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the emotions that we don't process, we keep here and
okay.
it sits here.
Mm.
So you either don't process it or you are taking too much of other people's stuff on yourself. So people will come to you, they talk to you, they tell you their problems,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
And is it mine or is it theirs? Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to start distinguishing between what is mine, what is theirs,
okay.
or someone else's, mm-hmm. and then really processes mm. it. But also choose your battles.
Okay.
You can't get upset about every single thing.
Mm.
Sometimes we do that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So we say, okay, now I'm going to pick my battles. This is important. This is not important. And the important stuff, you really have to like sit with it.
Yes.
Like really get down and dirty. If you have to listen to Leonard Cohen, get really depressed.
Cry it out.
Cry it out. And then move on.
Okay.
But you're also very creative. What do you do?
I am. Right now, I just got a camera. So I'm very excited to get that going.
Awesome.
I've been taking a lot of pictures. I love painting just in my spare time. So yeah, and I write a lot. So
yeah, that's very
she's
good.
A writer.
Oh, good. I've read your blog. Yeah,
oh.
that's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I would always advise people who pick this color to do something with their hands.
Okay.
So knit, crochet, okay. mm-hmm. bake, mm. cook, do some gardening, do pottery.
Okay.
Yeah, so to get the feelings out.
Tidies up.
That doesn't count. Cleaning doesn't count.
What are you doing with your hands? What are you doing with your, like, your foot?
Yeah, but it's something that needs to be done. It is not like a creative outlet.
No, but like the way you put your pens like in separate colors in a jar and in your desk, that's not normal.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I do. I separate my stuff. I just order.
Interesting. Well, this color is also about flexibility.
Oh.
So to say, you know what, whatever life throws at me, I will bounce back. It will take a little bit longer. I'll take a different route, but I'll still get there.
Okay.
So don't get stuck on a feeling or a way that you think things need to be done.
Oh, that's me.
So that's be a bit flexible. Be like water.
Okay.
You go around
sometimes
the obstacles.
It's okay to mix the pink pens with the blue
Shut
ones.
Up. Leave my stationery alone.
So when you clean the house, do it consciously and say, you know what, I need to get this feeling of anger or frustration out,
mm-hmm.
so I'm going to clean the house consciously, and when I'm done,
I'm going to feel good.
Yes, exactly. That. Okay, so that's your orange.
Yes.
All right, your second color is a pink, and it tells me on an emotional level, you can be quite sensitive.
I can. I don't cry a lot though, but I feel like sometimes I can be a little too sensitive.
Okay, so people sometimes say like, okay, don't say this around her.
You know what? No, because I don't get offended as easily. I think I become more sensitive about my own stuff, not so much about other people, you know? So you can say whatever to me, I don't care. But it's just about my own stuff. When I'm processing my own life and that kind of stuff, then I can be a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you hard on yourself?
A little. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You want things to be perfect, huh?
Yes. If things could be perfect, I'd be happy.
Sure. It doesn't always work like that. I'm sure you know that.
True.
Okay. So the pink one says, you know what? I'm going to take responsibility for my life.
Okay.
I'm not going to let life happen to me. I will happen to life.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also spend a little bit more time with yourself where you just take a long hot bath or you just do the things that you really love. Drink your first cup of coffee or eat your chocolate and don't feel guilty about it.
Okay.
So that's
spending time for yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's all about me time.
Have something like chocolate. You're not fat, you're just stressing.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll go and buy chocolate right now. No, yeah, I'm
dark chocolate. It's not as bad for you as milk chocolate.
Okay, awesome. So that's the pink.
That's the pink one. And then the blue one tells me, you're definitely a writer. Mm-hmm. You're a deep thinker. Mm-hmm. But you also sometimes feel a bit alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like people don't get you.
People never get me.
Why not? Why are you not sharing?
No, it's not even not sharing. I just think that, you know, every human being is very complex, you know, so you have different dimensions of yourself. And I think that there's certain dimensions that people just don't understand. You know, that like now in studio, I'm very loud. And when I'm with people, I'm very loud and I'm, you know, very out there and outgoing. But then I also enjoy just retreating and just having time to myself. And people don't get that. They don't understand that.
Yeah, blue is also the color of the loner. Mm. So you like to spend time with yourself. Yes. You like to spend time writing in your journal, communicating with yourself.
Yeah.
When you do that, go back and read it after a while, because sometimes we are a little bit removed from reality.
Okay.
You know? So you think something, but when you see it actually around you and the people around you, it's something completely different.
Ooh.
So it's good to bridge that gap between what you think and what is actually happening around you.
Oh, wow.
With the blue. Yeah. Mm. But you like beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You need to be surrounded by beauty.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you have to go to an art gallery often or to the theater or read poetry. Yeah, it's good for your soul.
Yes.
And your soul needs a lot of sort of restoring.
Yes.
Yeah.
With so beautiful things.
Beautiful.
See, I told you,
things.
This is
art gallery?
Yes. Like, you know, beautiful things. Like, I love beautiful antique and furniture and houses and cars. And, you know, I love beautiful things. See, it's not like a psychological thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Yes. It's spiritual.
My spirit likes nice things, people. Yes. Now you know.
It's not her fault, guys.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, you need that kindness and softness around you.
Yes.
But you also have to give it to yourself, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you are your own worst enemy, I'd say.
Biggest critic, definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes, definitely. So go easy on yourself. Do you know? That's why you have to spend the me time and do the things that you love.
Okay.
Where you just say, you know what? I'm good enough.
Mm.
I can do this. I don't have to be more than, you know, to improve. Not to impress people, but just to be accepted, I think.
Mm.
Just to say, I am enough just the way I am. Yeah.
I love that. And in summary, what would you say?
I think you need to protect yourself a little bit more. I think don't spend time with negative people.
Mm-hmm.
Spend more time with kids where you can see the joy.
Mm.
You need the joy in your life. You need the kindness, the softness, the acceptance.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. And surround yourself with beauty and beautiful things. And just be kind and soft.
Thanks, Vicky. I like that. I like that.
Excellent.
I love that.
Our
I love
you got
that.
A groove back. Okay, we're going to go for a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about colors.
The colors,
and what they all mean. So,
cool.
Here we go.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Hello, I'm Hlubimboya Arnold, an actress, businesswoman, and host of Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com. When we do shoots on location or out on business meetings, it means traveling. Yes, it does sound more glamorous than it is, but it can also be tiring, so you want a comfortable and affordable hotel. A perfect place to stay is Mercure Hotel. Check it out at mercure.com. You can find all the international destinations and find convenient locations right here in Mzansi, like Randburg, Midrand, Bedford View, and Nelspruit. Go to mercure.com to choose a hotel for your destination. That's mercure.com, taking care of you wherever your business takes you.
No one on the corner has like a light.
Yeah, Mercure, her, you know, Sloopy's voice was so sexy on that. It's like, does she come with the package?
But she's a beautiful woman,
she is,
so.
She is, yeah. So, moving on.
Yes.
We got our colors red.
Yes.
We got a color reading, mm-hmm. as they say. Let's take a look at the other colors as well. You yes. had a great question.
Okay, so my question was basically, everyone who listens to the show knows that I'm looking for love. And that didn't come up in my reading. So is there something you can tell me about that part of my life?
I'm just going to tell you this. A strip club is no place to find love. Just before we go into it, just don't go there for love.
Anywhere okay, I'll cancel club. It tonight. So.
I tried it, didn't
okay.
work out.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
It's actually interesting yes. that you should ask that question because the orange is about relationships.
Okay.
Okay. And then the pink is about love, specifically then the self-love. And I can tell you that it's taken me almost 41 years to also find love. And I
we don't really want to wait that
long. No, yeah.
Like, damn, yeah. I forgot time.
Yeah. Okay, yes. but what happened for me is that I went through a few sort of abusive relationships, which is very much an orange thing as well, yes. where we don't feel good enough. Okay, okay. So we accept anything and anyone. Mm. And then when...
Maybe I should have chosen orange.
And with the last relationship, I just realized, listen, that there's something, there must be something in me yes. that attracts yeah. these kind of people. Mm. And that's how I actually got into color therapy, because then I had to look into my soul. I had to look and say, where is this all coming from?
Wow.
And I want to stop it. I can't live my life.
But
like
how do you find out what it is that attracts you to the wrong kind of people, and how do you change it?
Mm. Okay, first of all, you accept things that are not okay because you don't feel you're good enough. You don't think enough of yourself. You don't believe that you are worthy, okay, or deserving of the good in
of
life.
More,
And it's also very much sometimes about your childhood. Mm. So what did your parents teach you about love and accepting yourself?
Okay.
And so that's how I got into the color therapy thing, where I realized, listen, somewhere there's something that you need to heal, otherwise you'll live your whole life like this. And I needed to heal my orange.
Okay.
And
so I need to heal my orange.
You need to find your self-love, and you need to love yourself enough not to accept
bad behavior.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to be like, it's okay, it'll get better.
Yeah, you have to be able to recognize bad behavior.
Okay.
Okay. And also to see that also your values are very important. And what you like and what you don't like. Because sometimes we just say, okay, well...
it's what I've got, so I'll make it work.
Yes, exactly. And I think that is when you can sort out that. And then also the self-love is when you say, you know what, I'm good enough. I deserve the best.
Yeah.
So why would I go for something that or someone who's going to hurt me? And I'm going to hurt myself again. I'm going through the same repetitive cycle or pattern again. Mm. And I've also actually developed a Love in Full Color program for women who have been through abusive relationships to say that, you know what, okay, let me go through this process. It's a 7-week program where I take you through the color on a color journey, and I teach you about yourself, or you learn about yourself through the colors.
Yes,
And each what each one means.
I mean, men go through abuse as well. Do you have something for them as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I find that with men, how it manifests is eventually they will become abusive themselves, and you know, if a man retaliates, it's obviously then it's like, oh my gosh. But men have I've found that a lot of men have a struggle with, how do I deal with this abuse that I'm going through without being abusive myself?
Without turning into the perpetrator.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I do agree with you that men also go through it. And I think that's something that people don't talk about, actually. And because they don't, they don't believe it's possible.
Yes.
Because we only think about physical abuse. We don't think about emotional, mental abuse.
That's it.
And I think women can be very sort of
emotionally abusive. Yes.
They're better at it. Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where you also have to learn to draw your boundaries and say that, you know what, this doesn't work for me. Mm. Before you, well, obviously you don't get physical, but you can just say, you know what, no. this doesn't work for me. And we can either find help or both as a couple, or I will have to leave this relationship.
Let it burn.
Yep, absolutely.
See you later, baby.
But sometimes, wouldn't you say that it's like seeing the best in people? So you see the potential of what someone can become, and to your detriment.
Absolutely.
You know, because you fall in love with the idea of who they can be and not the bad behavior they giving you at the time.
I used to do that, and that was exactly my sentence. Yeah, the potential.
Yes.
See people for who they are exactly at that point.
But see, that can be confusing. I can understand how you guys get confused, because I get confused too, because a lot of the times when we start relationships, right, everyone is at their best behavior.
Yes.
So, you know, the first month or two, this person is doing everything that you ever dreamt of.
Yeah.
It's like they have an inside line on what you really want and what you need, and then suddenly it's taken away, and you keep, it's like a drug.
So you keep
thinking it's gonna be like that first hit.
Yes.
And it never is again, and instead it's just taking you down this horrible path, and you keep dreaming and hoping, no, it'll get better.
But can I add to that? Sorry, just to add to what you've just said, I think it's about really, if you look at the colors and maybe the colors you've chosen, it's that innate feeling that the only reason you need someone else to give you that hit is because you yourself can't give yourself that hit.
That's
you know,
very true.
So that's what I'm getting from
go.
All of this. That you look for what you yourself feel you're lacking. And
I like
that's
that.
Why people can become abusive.
That's why you get
they
into
use
trouble.
It against you. Yes.
Yes.
So they use the very thing you want against you.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
Exactly. Ooh. You've summed it up perfectly. It's exactly
this
like
is like
that.
A revelation.
Yeah.
My eyes.
I'm
my
in church.
Eyes. Yeah. I'm watering now. They really are, guys.
No, but it really is. It's a revelation when
But I mean, I'd like to go through the color scheme,
okay.
The palette.
All right. Okay.
Let's start on your right hand side. We've got a green there, right?
And can we also discuss when, as you're describing the color, how you can maybe incorporate it or fix it if it's a problem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So the green one is all about unconditional love, very very hard, but also about being deserving and attracting abundance. It's a color of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And also being open. So I'm open to receiving, and I'm also open to giving without expecting anything back. But there's also, it's also the color of boundaries. So if you have breathing problems or you get very anxious, it's good to take deep breaths and walk in nature just to take in the green, because green is very calming. It calms the emotions. Okay. The indigo is your color. It's the color of intuition. It's the color of being very perceptive and observant. But the challenging side of it is that we overanalyze and we look too deeply. So if you are like an auditor or a proofreader or something, that's a very good color to have, because you look closely, you look for mistakes and faults, but don't apply that in life or with people in general.
Okay.
So all the colors have a gift and a challenge. Okay. So the yellow is the confidence. The other side is arrogance. So because you disguise confidence,
a lack of confidence
by being arrogant. The blue is the color of communication. So how I talk to myself, how I listen to people and to myself.
Yes.
And then the challenging side is being isolated, lonely, and self-critical. Okay. The pink one is all about the self-love.
Yes.
Okay. So how often do I do things that I love? The challenging side is that sometimes we can go into victim mode. Like, why is it me again? Why me? We don't take responsibility. Okay, for our decisions. Okay, the red one is about passion and motivation and vitality. So if you're feeling tired, use the color red. It gives you that energy to get up and go.
All right.
Yeah. And it's very grounding.
Yeah.
If your head is in the air all the time, you think of it, or in the clouds all the time, it's good to even wear red shoes.
Yeah.
I often do that.
Red bottoms.
You get too airy fairy and go, you know, then you do your red. You get your red on.
Okay.
Then the violet is the color of spirituality. It's also the color of the oneness, the global consciousness, that we are all one. And everything that we do affect the whole. Always take that into consideration. And then the orange is the color of creativity. It's the color of being flexible about my emotions. It's the color of relationships, how we handle relationships. The challenging side is that we can become very timid and shy, and also rigid. So we don't want to move. We don't want to be flexible.
Rigid. I'm looking at
rigid.
You.
Am I rigid?
You have a rigidity sometimes, like when you've decided you're doing this.
That is
this way.
That is
it's
true.
Nothing can change it. There's nothing anyone can say, even if it's like,
it
but
so
there's
true.
A wall. You can't get through it.
No,
I'm going through it.
It's okay, like, fine. It's okay. I'll bring
wait
my
over
tools.
Here.
Very true.
To open your door.
I'm just like one of those people. If there's no way, make a way. So that's definitely it for me.
You know what I've read on Facebook recently? If the door doesn't open, maybe it's not your door.
I don't know. You'll never know until you open the door.
So you
just
break
figure
it out. Like you've been knocking. Now it's like, get a crowbar.
Exactly. Then just take a peek. Take a peek.
I mean, this is great though, because this what I like amazing. About it is that you also get, like you said, the positives and the negatives of your colors. So what we call the negatives, I suppose, is things that you need to change.
Or awareness, to bring awareness to
To help you improve your life. The positives is do more of that.
Exactly that. Yeah, so you don't have to change your whole self. It's just that if it doesn't work for you to always look for conflict, and for that reason you don't have a relationship, because you're always looking for something to criticize, then you can say, okay, you know, I am a bit critical, or I'm a bit hard on myself or on others, so I would like to change that or improve that. So probably it will probably always be part of who you are, and that's also okay. We have to accept ourselves just the way we are. But if it doesn't work for you in a certain situation, you can soften it a little bit, you know?
I mean, with that indigo that you just mentioned now of being critical, I think one aspect of myself as well is I don't like conflict. So I avoid talking about something until I explode.
And that's why
I don't like conflict, because
you don't have like a middle ground.
Yeah, if I feel deeply about something, it's either please don't do that again, or if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to break everything.
And that's where you have to sort of use green, because green is that balancing color where you take a deep breath and you say, listen, there's something that I have to say now.
I hate when someone says we need to talk, it's like, oh, gosh.
But you know what? I feel like what color therapy does, it just brings you a sense of introspection.
Absolutely.
You know, about the parts that you're overlooking. Because sometimes you're so in the hustle that you see the surface stuff that you're doing, but you don't see the spiritual stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, and you know? And you wonder maybe, why do I attract the same kind of people? Or why am I always getting, tummy ache?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Those repetitive things, they always have a message. And then the color therapy helps you just bring it to the surface, to actually bring it to the light. And once it's in the light, then you can deal with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you keep it like, you know, always
it's going to explode.
Hidden, yes, exactly. Mm. Exactly that. Yeah.
I think
all couples should do this like while things are good. Just before those 3 months are up, and now things start going a little bit crazy, go to color therapy. And then for the year, next year, do it again.
Because I feel like that's what lacks in modern day couples, you know, that sense of we don't communicate as much, and we don't have a lot of, you don't know yourself, I don't know myself. So it's two confused people trying to find their way. And finally, when someone finds some sort of themselves, they start, you know, clashing with the other person, because the person's like, I didn't meet you like this.
Yeah.
And then the other person's like,
what do you mean?
No,
I got to change.
Exactly,
I like myself the way I was.
Precisely. So I feel like when you do engage in a relationship with someone, it's very important to already say, how are we going to grow together?
Yes.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And be open to growing.
Yes.
Not to say that I am, like you say, I'm perfect the way I am. I'm not going to change.
And it's that arrogance that kills a lot of relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
That's a recipe for disaster.
So where can anybody, whether they're in a relationship, not in a relationship, or they're not looking for a relationship, but just want to know more about themselves and get some therapy, where do they get hold of you?
Okay, my website is The Color Option.
The Color Option. Is that the American
the
color with C-O-L-O-R or C-O-L-O-U-R?
Yeah, the
so
British
South African
one.
British
yeah, the South
color.
African okay. British one. Yes.
The
so
Color, say it again.
TheColorOption.com.
TheColorOption.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you on Facebook, social media, anywhere else like that?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as The Chic Rainbow Chick. I'm also on Facebook as The Color Option. Yes.
Color Option. There you go. Awesome. You got it. The Color Option. Make sure that you hit up Linky and heal yourself. I think we all need a healing. South Africans, I think, are generally very spiritual compared to anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But I think I really believe that what is keeping us from like having this simunyeness and this oneness is that we're not getting that spiritual healing. We're walking around feeling this pain in our spirit, and we're wondering why just generally
we
things
in denial,
are not working.
Yeah. I think in a lot of ways, you know.
But if we just got that together, so many things would happen.
I've been called the White Sangoma.
Oh, right.
So that is like a huge compliment for me.
Well, there you go. So make sure that you go to thecoloroption.com, or you can head up at Rainbow Chick. That's on Twitter. And of course, The Color Option on Facebook. That's about it for us today. We got to go now because it's
time. Yes, this was a great show.
This was a great show. I mean, like,
I know. I'm still taking breaths. thank you so much, Nikki. This was amazing.
It was. I still have to find something to play. I mean, we've got so many options. And also, I'm going to, you know what? Let me play The Gift of Love. I don't know if I've played this recently. I never know what I've played sometimes. The Gift of Love, Louis Vega.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, sorry, I'm not sorry. I played that last time.
No, just play The Gift of Love.
All right, that's it.
Sum this up.
Till next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.